Yeah. But staying with your time first for a little while, because I think it's fascinating.
Yeah.
When you were in Bishop Street and you were there, did you get to know the other girls that were working?
You had sort of different... You weren't in the same position every day. There was we had three, four women that were called. There was Miss Brereton, Miss Balf, and Miss Jacobs. Now, I don't think she was no relation to the firm itself, but they had, you were sort of, when you came out of the training, you were given to whichever forewoman that needed packers at that time. So they had, we'll say, 12 each.
Yeah.
And you could be on one band, a band it was called, These Biscuits Coming Down. You could be on one day, and then a girl went around with a list that evening, and you could be somewhere else the next day.
Yeah.
And it was all piecework. But what you did, what you work you did that day, you got paid for.
So the quicker you worked...
The quicker you worked, the more you came out with at the end of the week.
Yeah. Did you work really hard?
We did. Now, I didn't kill myself for to make a lot of money. There was some of them. On the band as well, you blew up and down, as they called it. One girl started at the top in the morning, and she did half an hour up there.
Yeah.
Then she moved down to the end, and the next girl moved into the top. Well, if they were good packers, if they were very good packers, you didn't get a crumb at the end. The girl at the end
really
didn't get a crumb because they could clear the band.
Imagine, yes.
Yeah, there was some very... Now, I wasn't brilliant. I made a living out of it.
And what kind of biscuits do you recall?
There was Nice, Marietta. Oh, I'm trying to think of all the plain ones that went into the tins.
Gold grain,
yeah. But there was other biscuits that went upstairs, they called it up the house, for chocolate and cream. They had to go into these big sort of wooden boxes. You packed them off the band into these wooden boxes. And then there was men there to lift them off for you, put them on a little bogey, and they went off with them and brought them up for to get the cream and the or chocolate, whichever biscuit it was.
I see. And I'm just thinking the smells and the noises and all that. Can you recall what they were like?
Some of the smells were, you could tolerate them, but some of them weren't very nice. But the cream cracker, was the best day you got. If you got a day on the cream cracker, they were very easy to pack. Very easy. You had a little chat and all while you were doing them.
But the crumbly biscuts then.
Some of them were very bad. I can't think of all the plain ones.
Marietta.
There was Marietta and Mary. Nice. Oh, I can't think. There's some of them.
Lincoln cream.
Yeah, Lincoln cream. Some, they weren't bad because they had little bumps on them and they were easy to lift. Some of them were very shiny and slippery, if you know what I mean. there was a sort of a coating or whatever on them, but it made them a bit slippy. And when you lifted them, sometimes they all fell. And now you had to pick all them up. You daren't let those down to the girl behind you.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, no, they all had to be picked up. And while you were picking those ones up, they said when you get in there, you have to take off four lines.
Yeah.
If while you were picking those loose ones up, some of your lines was going by. So the girl behind you was getting more work than she would if I was a very good packer, if you know what I mean.
So you wouldn't have made friends too easy with the person beside you.
Well, kind to letting them down because it meant more work for them, more money at the end of the week. But now when it was a different story when we went to Talla, because that was bonus work. Mm-hmm. And it was called pulling your weight. No. You did what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know, if we got 3 lines or 4 lines to take off, you did that.
I see.
Because if you let Annie down, it meant the girl behind you had to do more than her share, and you were getting the bonus that she was getting as well, if you know what I mean. You were getting the same bonus, but you weren't taking off as many as the girl behind you.
What was it like in the 50s? Was it very busy?
It was quite busy, but it was very... it wasn't as modern as in Talla.
Oh, it was all the very much the old machinery.
The old ovens, the big sort of open ovens. And these, I can't describe things very well, but these, there was 2 men, one at each side, and they put the biscuits in. And these racks went up and around, and was baking them all the time while they were going up and around. Then they came back down when they were baked and they came out, the men lifted them and put them on these big racks outside to cool before we could even touch them. They were mostly fig roll.
Yeah, I see.
But when they were put back up then on the conveyor for us to pack, you had this wooden hammer and you had to hit the... Yeah, it's very primitive sort of. You're laughing. You hit them and loosen them so that it was easy to get them off. And then you packed them like that. You went along like that and packed them. The tops of your fingers used to get really sore from that heat on the...
And there was no counting. You would just automatically know kind of the numbers
get to know as you get better at it. When you get better at it, you know exactly how many to pick up for to fit in a row.
Yeah. What were the boxes like? Do you remember the kind of boxes that you were putting the biscuits into? Were they nicely patterned?
No, the tins? No, the tins were just, they were just ordinary plain tin.
Yeah. So
they weren't small like the fancy ones you get, you know, the big high tins that...
Like the display tins they had in the shops.
Yes, exactly.
With the glass
top, that sort of...
The tins fitted into those glass displays in the shops, but that's what we packed into in those days, those high...
High tins. The biscuits were loose in those tins, weren't they?
No.
Oh, they were all
packed? They were all packed.
Okay. Did you handle loose biscuits in tins before the packing came in?
No.
Yeah.
Not my day.
Oh, no.
No. No, it was all packing.
I always thought the loose biscuits were like the broken biscuits, the leftover biscuits that went into those loose tins. Like everything else was packed.
Yeah.
Did you buy those in the shops?
Some of the shops.
See, my memory is not as good as it used to be.
It isn't sometimes.